save our jobs, fight for better pay, build the campaigning union. Ryan Alded, Secretary, USDOR Plymouth and District General Branch, personal capacity. In the last year, we have seen another increase in the list of shops facing or entering administration. Familiar high street names have closed their doors, with thousands of workers left with only the promise of poverty and debt from the broken universal credit system. Likewise, we continue to see creeping casualization in the retail sector, with zero and low hour contracts on the rise. But it doesn't have to be this way. USDOR prides itself on being the campaigning union, and a serious undertaking, to build the Time for Better Pay and Save Our Shops campaigns is needed. We need to see the union mobilize the full strength of its 430,000 members, organizing campaign stalls, building demonstrations, and preparing for strikes if necessary. Contracts fighting like this for employers and the government, to establish a £10 an hour minimum wage, and scrap zero and low hour contracts, unless specifically requested by workers and subject to trade union conditions, would start to undo the insecurity and poverty increasingly offered by retail bosses. We need to place demands on struggling employers to open their books for the scrutiny of trade unions and the workforce. A proposition put forward by Socialist Party members calling for this is on the conference agenda. If companies can afford overinflated salaries for bosses and dividends for shareholders, they can afford to raise workers' wages. If companies do face administration, we call for their nationalization. By demonstrating the strength of the union to combat the bosses and their Tory government, we can expand our membership and truly earn our spurs as a union that campaigns for a better future for workers. This government is on its knees. With the strength of 500,000 shop workers, especially if reaching out to other unions for combined action, we could see the poverty conditions created by Tory and Blairite politicians consigned to the dustbin of history. The Socialist Party says open the books of the big retailers to inspection by workers and trade union representatives, to see where the profits have gone, raise the minimum wage to at least £10 an hour, end zero-hour and short-hour contracts, fight for a shorter working week, of no more than 35 hours, without loss of pay, nationalize big business in retail and distribution. Under democratic workers' control and management, as part of a democratic, socialist plan of production, come to the USDOR activist, Socialist Party members in USDOR, conference fringe meeting at the Almeria Hotel, 61 Hornby Road, Blackpool, Fy 1, 4QJ at 6 p.m., Sunday the 5th of May. Speakers include Union President Amy Murphy,